Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Stay awake, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come. That, my dear friends, was what I meditated on this morning. And what really came to me as a resolution, a conclusion for what I need to do today, is just focus on me, my holiness, making sure that I spend my day as best I can, using every minute the way that God wants me to, that I continue to love those around me, and the realization that I just can't change someone's mind. I can't make them see what I see or know what I know. And to accept that, to truly, deeply accept that all I am called to do is to work on me, is to ask God to help me with the things in my life that I need help with. Because someone could be looking at me saying, boy, that girl needs to change, you know? And I am living with it in my own house. And we are all going to be, well, maybe not all of us. I'm sure some of you may not be getting together with your family for Thanksgiving, but me and my family will be. And a lot of us have different opinions of what is going on in the world, and different beliefs as far as faith is concerned. And I just have to love. That is what God is calling me to do. Love, 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 love. I had the opportunity, actually, this weekend to kind of go there with a couple of topics that my husband is not on the same page with me on. And guess what? I decided to shut my mouth. I just said, you know what, honey? I don't really want to talk about it because I'm not here to convince you. You have to want to know what I know and be curious about my opinions. I'm not going to shove them on you. And I don't want to get in an argument. I don't want to get in any kind of, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just not talk about it. And so he says, okay, okay. And our night was great. Our night was fine. Praise God that we don't have this division between us when we look at the world totally differently It's very different. And some of you are blessed to be walking the path with people in your family who are on the same page. That's awesome. So take a moment to thank God for that, because there's so many people who don't have that going on. And if you're in the situation like I am, where you're on different pages, just go back to yourself. We are called to love one another as God loves us. That means where we are right now. And that means that we may be sinning, we may have a different worldview, we might have different faith views, we might be, I don't know, completely opposite than what we really want to be. But God loves us anyway. How many times have you gone to confession? Or have you reached your hands out to the Lord and said, "Help me, Lord," because we are all works in progress. We're not there yet. None of us ever will be until we are in heaven. So just realize that we are also called to love those people in our lives where they're at, right? Their opinions, their views, their lifestyle, and not judge. Just love them. And when you do, everything seems to not matter. I love you because of you. I love you because of where you are right now. Even though you don't see the same things that I see, believe the same things I believe, that's okay. I mean, come on. We're all different. That's the beauty of the world. That's the beautiful diversity of the world that we are in. And so while we can try and help someone in a loving way, I'm not saying you don't say anything if you have that ability to speak about your faith or about what you believe is going on in the world. Then surely do. But I sensed this weekend, and I've had many conversations with my husband, but I sensed this weekend the Spirit say, don't go there. Because I was actually feeling myself getting revved up. And there's nothing good that can come from a conversation where you're feeling righteous and you're feeling that that person, come on, man, open your eyes. If that's how you're about ready to speak, don't. We all have those moments. And if we're not going to speak with love and just to say, look, you know, I know that this is where you're at, but I have a different viewpoint. I mean, if you want to hear it, I'm game, but I don't want to shove it on you. That's a different approach than, dude, are you kidding me? And then speaking. And that's where I was. And so I didn't. And thank you, God, for giving me that overwhelming no. Shush. Now is not the time. And who knows? Maybe I will in some other way, shape, or form. And I don't think that having those conversations at Thanksgiving are necessarily something that I'm going to do either, unless it comes up in a conversation and is friendly, which is hard because we have very different viewpoints within my family. And so I'm just probably not going to do anything talking about anything that God isn't urging me to speak about. All I'm going to do is try and love. That is what I feel God telling me today. Look, you work on you. You're the only one who could control you. So stay awake to your life, to your day, to how you spend your time, and to how you love people today and yourself. So maybe you can focus on that too. Alrighty, everyone. Have a blessed and focused day, loving yourself and loving others, and working with God on your holiness.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.